From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Governor Mike Parson has signed an executive order establishing a task force on a potential Affordable Care Act waiver. Parson signed the executive order yesterday. It creates a panel tasked with brainstorming ways to revamp Missouri's health insurance market. The recommendations would then be used to apply for a federal waiver from former President Barack Obama's health care law. Parson's order comes after he vetoed a bill last week that would have created a similar task force. He says he supported the effort, but raised concerns with numerous deadlines outlined in the bill. The legislation included a December 2020 deadline for Missouri to apply for a waiver, although there were exceptions. Parson's order sets a January 31, 2020 time limit for the task force to complete waiver recommendations. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi says he plans to appoint Kristen Sobolik as interim chancellor at the University of Missouri St. Louis. Choi announced yesterday that he wants Sobolik to lead the school after current chancellor Thomas George retires September 1st. Sobolik currently serves as provost and executive vice chancellor at the St. Louis campus. Choi says Sobolik's appointment still needs approval by the system's board of curators in August. If approved, she'll serve as interim chancellor until a permanent replacement for George is named. A year after a duck boat sank and killed 17 people in a Missouri lake, the future of the tourist attraction remains a topic of debate. Former Branson Mayor Karen Best had to inform the families of those who died on July 19, 2018 on Table Rock Lake. She told the Kansas City Star that she will never forget the survivors' screams and crying, and she doesn't see any reason the duck boats should return to the lake. Best's replacement, Mayor Ed Akers, says he is open to the attraction returning if the boats are altered and have improved safety measures. Akers said when all the lawsuits from the tragedy are settled, he will propose that the city create a memorial to the duck boat victims. The heat wave that has been roasting much of the U.S. in recent days is just getting warmed up, with temperatures expected to soar to dangerous levels through the weekend. Communities are preparing by offering buildings as cooling centers and asking residents to check in on family members and neighbors. Officials are also concerned about smog, which is exacerbated by the heat and makes it harder for certain people to breathe, including the very young, the elderly, and people with asthma or lung diseases. The National Weather Service estimates that more than 100 local heat records will fall on Saturday, though most won't be daily highs, but record-high nightly lows. Greg Carbon, forecast branch chief for the Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center, says the heat wave will likely be short and searing. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.